Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring.
You couldn't get bored by baseball.
Hey, one thing the game needs is more people like you.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
Mookie Betts.
Daniel Bard.
Steve Aoki.
Jared Salt Lamacchia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball
isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring. Here's your host, Rob Radford.
All right, for the first time ever, Rich Hill appears twice in 1 week. But we had to do it, Rich. We had to do it on Baseball Isn't Boring because another example. When we see avenues for baseball not being boring or screaming about it, we take them, we run down that avenue. And when Tom Brady retired, the first thing I thought of was Rich Hill.
That was probably on many. I'm sure that was on many people's minds.
Well, we did have your organization mate and maybe your locker mate. I don't know, Mike Burrows, come out of the gate when he said he called you the Tom Brady of baseball. I'll never forget that. So there you go.
But like you get one of those, get a ring, and then we can start talking.
Well, listen, you got a few more years, so you just fill your handful of rings. But so you are at today, right now, I believe it's 42 years old and 328 days. Congratulations, right. Something like that. And Tom Brady is at 45 years old, 183 days. Mm-hmm. And so, but, you know, basically he retired yesterday. So that would make it 45 years old, 182 days. So basically you have to get to today with the Tom Brady equivalent of today. You have to get to 45 years old, 183 days. So I'm no math major, but I believe you can do it. And by the way, Tom Brady, at the age that you are at now, it's so weird to think about. He was actually – that's when he sort of went to the offseason going from the Patriots to the Bucs, which doesn't seem that long ago. But
no, it doesn't. But that is it's amazing. He's obviously had greatest quarterback of all time. Not to mention he went to Michigan. I went to Michigan.
Right. So. I mean, it's all coming together. I mean, this is the perfect storm. It's the torch. It's the Michigan torch being passed. So, so this is the question. I don't think that you go to TB12. I don't think you do the TB12 method. I think
I don't. No,
you eat regular ice cream, not avocado ice cream. Correct.
I should probably this might be the year I switch. This might be the year I switch to avocado ice cream, dairy free, no gluten.
But you obviously, you're the oldest player in the major leagues right now, but you're in good shape. You just signed a nice contract. You're being still counted on by your team to be a rotational pitcher and all of that. First of all, my first question is, much like when we talked about Brady, I mean, you watched Brady growing up, not growing up, but you watched. Kind of, right? I mean, you've watched Brady.
I know.
Were you in class? Well, that reminds me. Were you at Michigan the same time as him?
We were. Yeah, he was a senior. I was a freshman. And met him one time in is actually the indoor football facility, Oosterbaum. That's where we would go. All athletic teams would go in there and practice because there was only one at the time. Back in the 60s, there was only one indoor field house. So we all used that. I just met him in passing. It wasn't even, checking out the Michigan, the football weight room. And they were coming off the field after doing practice or whatever. And we were kind of coming in.
But you obviously, you went to the football games, I would imagine, because everyone does, right?
Yeah, I went to the football games. It was, amazing experience that was. It was unbelievable. I don't know how to describe it, 110,000 and my first game, my first college game was Michigan versus Notre Dame. So it's pretty amazing.
Brady played that game, didn't he?
I'd have to go back and check. Yeah, I believe he did. Yeah. Because he was the next year, I think actually because Drew Henson came in, if you remember Drew Henson, he was the big that I think it might have actually been that year they wanted to go. Yeah. They go with the two quarterback system, so they would go with Brady in the first half, or they'd go with Henson in the first half, and they'd switch whoever in the second half. I can't really recall exactly what the
in that passing that you had with Tom Brady. When you looked at him. First of all, you watching him from afar, obviously he was a good quarterback, but like you said, he's sharing time with Drew Henson. When he sort of, let's put it this way, you were your hometown New England Patriots draft him. Do you remember thinking, oh yeah, they got a good one, or this guy's going to probably get cut within a year?
No, I think very consistent, obviously coming from one of the best programs in the country. You can't go wrong right there to start. Right. I don't think, Tom Brady made himself into what his career was, and he worked, from obviously this is from an outsider's perspective, but everything that he got, he earned. And, he certainly put in the time and the effort to get there. And that's why he played until he was 45 years old. I mean, especially in athletics at all, period, but to play at the highest level in football is, extremely impressive.
Right now, as we sit here, just because we brought it up, could you imagine yourself playing till you're 45? I mean, you're probably feeling pretty good. I mean, you're heading in spring training, best shape of your life season. So best shape of your life. Could you see that?
Yeah, I do. I feel great. I think there's, life changes as you get older and other factors start coming into play. And it's, you have obviously our son, Bryce, who's 11 years old now, has his own schedule. And, just certain times that we've the amount of time that we've accumulated in this game and have given to this game and has obviously been reciprocated in the same kind of fashion. With baseball, we've been really fortunate. But I right now, and literally when people say, at this point in their career, they take it one day at a time and one week at a time, that's where I'm really at. I know we have this year. There's three factors that come into play, is the passion and the love for the game, which we talk about a lot. Being healthy, obviously that's a huge factor. Being able to contribute and be a contributory factor. If that, if you're not putting up numbers and you're not able to help the team win games and keep the team in games and have that contribution week in and week out, or, every fifth day as a starter, that's something that's a determining factor as well. But, there are other major factors that have come into play, and I've been fortunate to play the game for a long time and played with guys whose families are, kids are getting older, and you know, there's a lot of things that are going on where scheduling is changing.
But Bryce loves it. I mean, we were just talking.
Oh, he
about
loves
this,
it.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, we were just before we came on. You're saying how you guys are opening in Cincinnati. Bryce is going to be. This blows my mind. Bryce is going to be able to check off his last ballpark. He's been to every single ballpark now that he's going in Cincinnati on opening day with the Pirates. You know, that's just a small part of it. You know, I used to see Bryce, you know, he had his locker at Fenway last year. He wears the uniform. He clearly likes it. So I get the whole thing about getting them to practice and having to lean on your wife and all of that. But there's the other side about it, which is, man, you know, Bryce, 14-year-old Bryce would probably still like to see his dad pitch in the major leagues, right?
Yeah, no doubt. I think that's a conversation that we're going to, you know, obviously have as a family. And I think that's something that we, you know, we'll no doubt cross that bridge, so to speak, when we get there. And he loves it. He loves coming to the ballpark. He loves the guys. I mean, you know, that was one thing that, you know, really got me at the end of the year is just how, you know, kind the guys were to him in the clubhouse, and, you know, they took their time with him, and, you know, whether it was Matt Strom, you know, getting him into baseball cards, or, you know, Pavetta talking to him, or Evaldi, or Plawecki, you know, all these guys, they just really, or other kids in the clubhouse, who were able to come together and have the same kind of relatability factor of their dads playing in the big leagues, and you know, just being able to kind of have that interaction was huge. And you know, let alone to be able to just be at that in that kind of, I guess, environment is it, you know, feel really fortunate. He loves the game of baseball. He talks about it all the time. That's all he wants to do is hit and continue to get better and find ways to get better. So that makes it obviously an easy transition for us, you know, coming to the ballpark. If he didn't like baseball, it'd be another issue.
You know, one of the things, Rich, people talk about when they get like along in their career is obviously you love the competition, but it's the preparation.
I love it.
But there's a preparation, right? I mean, with Brady, I'm sure it was, oh man, you know, like I got to go through another offs, even though he's doing all his band work, I'm sure, and whatever he's doing. But still, like, as you get older, everybody says that's the tougher thing, right? To stay motivated when the people aren't watching.
Yeah, no, and there's no question, but at the same time, you know, you're going to have the days where you wake up and you're, you know, dragging ass and you just don't feel like doing anything, but you do it because you're a professional and the professional shows up every single day. And, that's, you know, required of you, and you understand what's required of you, because you wouldn't be playing this game, at 43, 45, 4, 45, you know, Jamie Moyer, 49. You wouldn't be playing this game.
Does that seem like crazy when you were watching Jamie Moyer pitch till he was 49, thinking back, did that seem nuts?
Maybe that, I don't know. I've always been, not now, I guess, but then maybe when I was younger, cause I just haven't really, I've been fortunate to be able to be a little bit, you know, simpler and just take it really like focusing in on today and understanding what the task at hand is for that day.
Well, you enjoy today. Right. I mean, this is a big part of it.
I really do. Yeah. I enjoy the moment and enjoy understanding what the work is like, you know, going to work out this morning and playing catch and, you know, understanding, you know, that there are now a different part of my career where there's younger guys around and they might be asking for some advice or, you know, how do, you know, you approach your season as a, you know, a veteran now, as opposed to when you were younger. What do you wish you did when you were younger, that you're doing now? Just a bunch of different questions that will come, but you understand that you're at a different point in your career. And for me, that's new. It's always new. So if you look at it that way, it's like, okay, this is, you know, this season's it's another season, but it's a new season because it's uncharted territory. Especially for myself. I mean, nobody has a workout program for a 43-year-old Major League Baseball player that is, producing and putting up numbers and, you know, has the drive and the motivation. It's new for everybody. So you're trying to figure out, okay, well, I know what a 43-year-old workout program looks like for, somebody who's retired and, you know, may have been, played into their late 30s. But this is, do you understand what I'm saying? Like, it's
absolutely. You can call up Nolan Ryan, but, you know, Nolan Ryan was sort of a, you know, and some of these are Charlie Hoff or whatever. I mean, everyone, it's such an outlier.
I don't,
right. Yeah.
But, no, but it is. And I think there's a kid, actually. I think he's Bernhard Langer. Am I saying that correct? Bernhard Langer. His son-in-law is with the Pirates. So to be quite honest, like, I'm not, this is a serious, like, but like to ask him what he does at 68 years old.
Right.
I mean, he's dominating on the Champions Tour. It's not even, he's going out there putting out numbers, right? So it's like, hey, what is this guy doing at 60? I know it sounds crazy, but it's, and hopefully, you know, on the other side of it is just like, not that this is intended or whatever, but I know I've gotten phone calls from guys over the years and like say, hey, you know, I'm continuing on my career because you continued to show myself that this can be done, that you can continue to keep playing into your later stage of your so-called, you know, life of baseball. Mm-hmm. I find that, you know, interesting or whatever, but there's no data to look back if we're going to be in this data driven time of society that we're in, where everything's being measured. Small amount of data out there on players in their 40s.
Well, it's interesting because I think that the acceptance, Rich, of pitchers being older is more than ever.
That's a good point.
I mean, because you look at Verlander has mentioned Brady before, you know, this whole idea of understanding that you can't just roll out of bed and pitch, that this is a whole thing. And I do think Brady is Brady. There's a lot there to unpack. But one thing I think that we have to give Brady credit for is that, he's selling the $300 cookbooks and the tinfoil pajamas or whatever they are. But still, he's made people conscious of this. And I think this is what Verlander's talking about it, which is it might not be the exact same thing, but the idea that if you take care of your body in a certain way, you can do things that other people haven't done.
Yeah, 100%. I think that's one thing. I talked to a player who I'm not going to, name him, but like he's going into his 20th year this year. And he asked me what things that I do. And I told him, I'm religious about my shoulder program. I'm religious about doing something every single day during the year. Now, certain weights have changed, as far as load. Trying to be more explosive as I'm getting older to maintain those quick twitch fibers or as we learn more about our bodies, we learn what makes us function better. And when we understand what makes us function better, that's good for us as an individual. Now the other side of it is if you take a day off I just think that's the biggest thing is like taking days off. Every day that you take off, you have to make it up somewhere, right? So if you miss a day in the gym, that's somewhere you have to make that up. That's just my mindset and my thought process during the season and, in the off season. I understand that there are going to be situations and things that are going to pop up during the year that, hey, I can't get in the gym today because – we have parent-teacher conferences or I can't get in the gym. And parents understand that, today's a basketball game at school. So, I want to be there to watch that and support our son. That might cut the workout a little bit earlier, or maybe I have to figure out, okay, what is the most important thing in this workout today that I have to accomplish in order to,
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You know, satisfy getting my body ready for the season, as opposed to saying like, well, I'm just not going to go this morning. It's so much easier just to, you know, stay in bed than it is to get up and actually.
I know exactly. Yes, I know that feeling. Yes, I have. Yes, yeah. I am. I'm not making a comeback at my age. But sorry, that's the breaking news. Bradford Cohen retiring from professional baseball. But I want to come back to what I said about the acceptance of it. So, you know, I remember a few years ago, this was around the John Lester negotiations with the Red Sox. Mm-hmm. John Henry famously said, you know, like, we don't want pitchers over 30. Right.
Yeah.
And so now I look this up, Rich. They're going to have nine pitchers over 30, 30 or over.
This year?
Yeah, Pavetta turned 30 on Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Nine pitchers. And so you look at where you are and this acceptance of it, do you think that because of the acceptance of it, because of the everyone understands that you that guys can do this, that you can do this, what you've done, the proof of the science, the analytics and everything else that you're getting, and you signed a 1 year, $8 million contract and all of it like 10 years ago, I don't think that like that's a conversation. No. You probably don't walk through that door.
No, I don't. But the thing is like if you're looking at guys, you're talking about like Greinke, he's coming back, right? You're talking about Scherzer, you're talking about Verlander, myself. I'm trying to think of other guys that are a little bit older.
Well, there's a lot of guys right? There's a lot of guys in their later 30s, you know.
But the point is that these guys are putting in the work, they're putting in the time and the effort every single day to make themselves. Sustainable in the game and sustainable at a high level. This isn't like, that's fun. You get to go and play Major League Baseball. It's like, well, no, that's not the point. You're not trying to just ride out a contract or, play for the money. Cause if you're doing that, then that's complete BS, right? You're not. And the other point of that is that you're not helping the players that are coming after you. So you're setting a precedent. If you're setting a precedent where it's like, oh, well, what do we have to look at? Who do they, if Nolan Ryan didn't, you're going to go back a little bit, but if you're looking at guys that didn't put in the effort and didn't put in the time and the work to be able to be productive in their 40s, then nobody would be playing, right? And I think that's something that I don't care who you are as an organization or front office, they look at statistics, right? So, or statistically, every organization is statistically driven, but they're going to say, well, what do we have to go off of? Rich Hill is going to be 43. What are we going to get? And a lot of people, this is just honest. What happens is organizations are awesome. At some point, he's got to, it's got to end.
Sure.
The engine's got to break. And I, of course, time is undefeated. So,
We thought it might take its first loss with Brady, but sure enough, stayed undefeated.
Right. Yeah, it's undefeated.
Yeah.
And I think like with that though, you got to understand the individual and you got to understand the individual's mentality and the willingness to take everything that you've learned over the course of your career and use that to your advantage. Something that people don't put into the pie or sprinkle it in there is experience. They refuse to look at it. I have a big thing with what's going on throughout, sports and maybe sports in general, but specifically baseball because this is the coaches are getting younger and younger and younger, right? And when you have coach, then this isn't anything to do, it has to do with experience.
Yeah.
But you can't tell me that you have a 23-year-old coach who has spent 5 years in the big leagues and understands what it's like to fail at that level, and can go and talk to the player who's failing at that level and basically share the ability to get that player through that tough time. Or what to do when basically crap hits the fan. It's not as simple. And guys are learning at the major league level as a coach. Now, I don't know if that's something to do with, and I always have a big gripe about this, is that you're losing coaches to college baseball from the major leagues. That should never happen. It should never, ever happen. Mm. Coaches need to get paid more. Scouts need to get paid more. Training staff needs to get paid more. That's just another side note that I have a gripe with.
I don't think anyone's going to argue with you, but
but that's my point. But the experience matters. That's what I'm saying, is that the experience does matter. When you have somebody who's gone through the fire and the ups and downs at the major league level, or even at the highest levels in the minor leagues for that matter, they can relate to the player and what they're going through and understand that, hey, I know how to talk on the same level of this player and not just say, well, no, the number, this is what the numbers are saying, so it must be the numbers, when they're doing jumping jacks in their head.
Well, that's why, you know, having that, I think, again, like you said, I think that it's being devalued, maybe not, I don't know, but a guy like you in the Pittsburgh clubhouse, we already did the exercise, man. Like, we already did it. We did it on the podcast when you had Burrows on, and you can tell that you know that he's soaking in what you're saying, and like all these guys, and these guys, everyone wants success, and everyone wants an edge, and everyone understands to get that edge, you have to listen. So when you were young, like you've had, you know, there's a litany of guys who you could probably point to, say, hey, that was a good example for me. But when you were the youngest pitcher, when you first came up, was there a guy that you looked at and said, man, he, like, first of all, he seems really old. And second of all, he works really hard and he does things that I didn't realize that you should do. And that's why he's still playing.
Yeah, I think the easiest one, you know, just because of the amount of success and probably one of the greatest pitchers of all time was Maddox, Greg Maddox. And just watching about how he went about his business and how it was, you know, it's just like the same thing as any of this that we're going through in life. The first time you do something, there's going to be, you know, anxiety. There's going to be trepidation. There's going to be difficult times. And, you know, you look at that person in that position or that job or whatever it is, you know, 3 years later, and they're coming in like, you know, they're an old pro at it, you know, and to even look at somebody like Greg Maddox when he was, I believe, 36 maybe at the time.
Yeah, I'm going to look it up. I'm going to find out. So you broke it in 2004, right? Correct?
Five.
Okay.
So I believe he was 36 at the time, but just watching, you know, his ability, the best thing was sitting next to him during the games, and he would call pitches and understand how the ebb and the flow of the game was going to play out.
39.
Oh, he's 39. Okay. Yeah. 39. Yeah.
Yeah. But even better for your example though.
No, it is. And, you know, the consistency of his daily routine and just understanding his wealth of knowledge. Now I look back and I say, geez, I wish I asked more questions, but I was too stupid.
but that's not, you know, again, that's the lesson, right?
Yeah.
Lesson. Yeah. Hey, everybody, don't be afraid to ask questions because.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And I think the other thing is if I look into that, you know, the Cubs clubhouse at that time, it was, you know, Michael Barrett, Derek Lee, you had Ryan Dempster, Glendon Rush, LaTroy Hawkins. All these guys were, you know, Jeremy Burnitz, all these guys, Phil Nevin, all these guys were, you know, I mean, I don't think he had many guys that didn't have 10 years in that locker room. It was crazy. So there was you know, Kerry Wood, just a plethora of veterans in that clubhouse, and you know, watching routines and understanding how, you know, guys went about their business was valuable.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, just through all the, for myself, it's just, you know, this isn't a knock on, you know, younger pitching coaches, but I would say the knock is more on the lack of experience going through injuries and coming back through injuries, being designated for assignment, having to fight for a job or a position in spring training, going to play in independent ball, and then, you know, going to take any kind of position that was available at all possible, and understanding that, you know, the thing that is the consistent through the entire thing, obviously, the mindset has to be correct, but it's the work. It's the work. The work that never stops.
Yeah, you know? And when it does stop, you stop playing. I mean, it's just that's what it
is. Yeah, a body. Yeah, yeah. Your body has to continue to keep staying up, in my opinion, it's a lot of fun because going into spring training, obviously, we're in this huge kind of time in this game where guys are throwing harder and harder and harder, right? And but now, can we couple that with the pitchability? Let's now get these guys to be able to understand what it's like to compete. But when you compete, you're understanding why, how you get guys out and with certain pitches and certain counts, and understand what you're really good at.
Yeah, it's a good one. All right, last thing, simple question. Do you think, if you like, with the understanding one day at a time, you're picking up Bryce at snowboarding one day at a time, you know, you're doing teacher-parent conference one day at a time. Right now, as you sit here, do you think that you'll beat Brady? Do you think, this is no knock, this is just, do you think you'll get to that, what was it?
You mean play longer?
Yeah, well, okay, when you turn so now I have to go back.
I would have to play until, at the highest level though, I would have to play until I think I was like 48, because he was playing in the NFL at 20.
Doesn't matter. No. We're just simply going off of age. So 45, it was 45 and what did I say? I don't know, 128 days or whatever.
Well, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I can't even, to be quite honest with you, it'd be like, well, do you ever think about retiring? And it's like, well, that's the, you know, the other side of the coin. And I say no, because if I start doing that, then I sleep in.
You never did. You never thought about it, ever.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Retiring?
Yeah. Did you ever have like that moment of?
I've had a couple like oh crap moments. Yeah, I think I've had those. Can you say oh shit? I don't know if. You can
yeah,
say
yeah,
that.
Of can course, that? Of course.
No. We'll edit that. That's
no,
oh, crap.
No. We don't. That's all. We're just keeping it real.
I didn't know. We just say let it fly.
Hey, listen. When Brady went on his last interview with Jim Gray and started throwing around f bombs, so like. We're just two guys chopping it up about being excelling in our elder years.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. So if you have there's been a couple the oh shit moments where you're like, all right, this could be it, and well, all right, now you have to figure out how to navigate these waters again and get through these tough times. But one of them was in 2019 when I had to have the internal brace in my elbow again, or not again, but for the first time. And I looked at it as a challenge because there wasn't anybody else who had pitched in the big leagues with this new kind of, this new ligament or this new procedure at the major league level. So I looked at it as a challenge, but also it was like, well, if I do this, then I could set a precedent for other guys that are coming to understand that, hey, this is okay to do this. It's not a big sample size, but it is a sample size. And fortunately, it went well. I didn't really think that I would have pitched after 39 because my elbow, it was severe pain every time I'd go out and throw. Like the day after I would pitch, I couldn't throw a ball 10 feet. Like
really?
Even no, couldn't throw a ball.
That's not good. That might make you think about retirement.
But it did because I was like, well, what am I going to do? Am I going to get a full, another revision of my elbow and then, have to rehab for 15 months? I mean, I probably would have, but I didn't know what the end result would have been at 40 or going into age 40. So, there's been obviously those moments that have popped up. But I haven't, it's been more like, all right, how are we going to navigate this as opposed to, that's it.
Yeah. Well, they're going to make a movie after you, just like they did with 80 for Brady. There you go. Yeah. It's just a matter of time. All right. Well, hey, listen, it's good. It's like if, the optimism's in the air because spring training's almost here.
Right around the corner.
Oh, yeah. My goodness, right around the corner. Yeah. Yeah.
And smell the freshly cut grass.
That's the best.
Hear the spikes on the, yeah, it is. Isn't it?
People love seeing like the grass and baseballs. Like they love the image of this. Like they love it. They love it. I always remember that. Like every time you put up a video of that, of here's a guy throwing a baseball on the lawn. Yeah. Oh, God, here comes baseball. It's so awesome.
Yeah. That's great. No, it's awesome.
Yeah. All right. Well, good job. Good job of being being like the most successful 40-year-old athlete ever. So there you go. Active.
Yeah.
I mean, we can make a case. Honestly, no. Like, so let's think about it. There's no 40-year-old hockey. Connors. No. I'm not. I'm talking about now.
I know.
Hockey, I'm not a hockey guy. Is there a 40-year-old hockey player?
Oh, hockey guys. Hockey players play until they play forever. Oh, well, you can Chara's skate, gone. You can play forever.
The pitcher of
Chara. What about Ovechkin? Ovechkin, what's he like? He's got a billion goals. He's like 33.
I just know that picture, a picture of Gordie Howe as a 50-year-old looking like
yeah.
You could kill anybody. Oh, my goodness.
What do they call it? Yeah. No bucket. Skating around, no bucket.
that's what you got to start wearing stirrups now just to make it seem like you're, like, older than you are. So oldest active NHL player, oldest active. There's nobody in basketball. I can guarantee you there's no one in basketball.
Well, yeah. LeBron's, 38?
Yeah, well, he's 38.
Isn't that unbelievable?
Yeah, it is unbelievable. I mean, I'm not going to lie to you. Like, all right, so Craig Anderson of the Buffalo Sabres is 41.
Craig Anderson, okay, yep.
I'm not either.
I don't follow the NHL as the Bruins.
Chara.
Now, of course, I'll follow the Penguins.
So in the NBA, Adonis Haslam is 42.
Is he? Oh, I'm trying to think. What about Al Horford?
No, he's not. He's not 40. He just seems old. But Adonis Haslam. Let's see. I want to see if he's older than you, because I think I'm on to something here. That you are
42.
He's 42, and let's see, he is your birthday.
Mine's March 11th,
1980.
Yes, still.
You are, so he's June 9th, 1980. So you're young. You're older.
Yeah,
you're older. There you go. And then there's no football player now. Well, kicker. Kickers don't count. I'm not counting kickers.
They don't count.
No, I don't count. Anyway, congratulations. But more importantly, whether you're 22, 25, 28, 32, 36, 40, whatever, 42, you're still a really, really good pitcher who's going to have a really, really good year, and that's all that counts. And
that's it. Put in the work.
Put in the work.
Once this goes official, I guess, and the ball is thrown and you're in the books, I remember the head clubhouse manager in Chicago said, well, they can't take it away from you now, kid. You're in the books after I came out and gave up a couple runs in my first outing. I want a baseball isn't boring t-shirt. That's what we're going for.
You have like boxes of baseballs and boring gear coming your way. If you do nothing in this world the rest of the way, you will have been the person who gave birth to the baseballs and boring hat.
I love that. I'm a big hat guy.
The hats are being made because of your dedication and your willingness to like push it forward. So, all right. Well, thanks, man. I appreciate it.
All right. Okay. All right, Rob.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.